Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then. Time for the Clips of the Week with our good friends at TourStation. And we kick off with Adam Cattrall alongside Carlton Cole on the Sports Bar Weekender, taking a call.
Anthony, how are you?
Been better.
Have you been?
I feel sorry for you, mate.
Have you been on the game?
Literally just got in the car.
Blimey, a bit of a personal question. Not sure he wants to reveal that.
Okay. Sorry. Here's Alan Brazil on breakfast chatting to promoter Barry Hearn.
There are other markets for us to conquer. We haven't finished the world yet, you know. We're Genghis Khan halfway through.
Oh, by the way, he's been listening. I've just got an email here.
Yeah, he listened. Big listener, Genghis.
Yeah, hello, Alan.
Hello, Al. It's Genghis here from Ulaanbaatar. Yeah, great show, great listen. I just want to get right behind Troy Deeney. I don't think he was hard enough. A couple of my boys gave me a stick and I put their heads on spikes. Yeah, thanks, yeah. Do I win the Wix vouchers? This is Majestic alongside Alan Pardew on The Last Word. Where Pard's made a bit of a shock admission.
Mm. The mecca of sport in this country and around the world when it comes to radio.
You know the other thing on a Saturday and Sunday you have to do, don't you? Because I was very conscious of this when I was walking my dogs. I could pick my own poo up.
Really? Blimey.
What
really?
About the dog?
He leaves the dogs there, which is quite strange, isn't it? It's a strange habit, Al. So, Andy.
Oh, actually, we get the feeling Majestic isn't Pard's biggest fan.
That's true, yeah.
Good evening, it's the Final Word phoning with me, Majestic, looking back on all today's action with Premier League manager Alan Pardew. No drive, no passion, no idea.
Bit harsh, isn't it?
Really? Well, he's quite knowledgeable, I think.
Good dancer, though.
Oh, very good, yeah.
But, yeah, maybe they're not getting on. Yeah. Here's Ali McCoist and Andy Townsend on Breakfast with one we're calling, Andy, you're so football.
The mongoose's reaction time was something like 0.14 quicker than the snake's.
Mongoose? Wow.
Listen, fair play.
Fair play. He's gone out there, the boy, and he's...
Fair play to the lad, boy, yeah. He's had a look. He's on the half turn. He's dipped the shoulder. Bang, he's put it in the top. You can't argue with that, can you, the mongoose?
This is Jim White with an Alan Brazil deepest depth tribute.
Burnley and Luton, but the two clash tonight. And it is a massive game, effectively. It's 19th against 18th, of course.
18th, yeah. Why not give us the next one, Andy?
Well, talking of Alan, you may recall this clip from last week.
Newcastle may have to offload stars. Chief Executive Dan O'Neill says the club has to be compliant with the Premier League's profit and sustainability.
Yeah, now that bothered Alan, as you can imagine. That got on his nerves that he couldn't say it. So he spent all week, walking around the offices saying sustainability, trying to perfect it. So, how did he get on?
And Everton manager Sean Dyche, well, he's had enough. He says it's tough to take after the club were again charged with breaching the Premier League financial rules. They've been referred to an independent commission for alleged breaches of profit and sustainable rules on their accounts.
Went well, didn't it?
Sustainable.
James Buster Sustainable. Beautiful.
It's Hugh Woozencroft now with a surprise score update.
Just to bring you up to date with events at the Africa Cup of Nations, just into the second half, Ghana lead Ipswich.
Blimey.
Yeah, okay. I know. Guinea-Bissau beat Norwich. It's amazing.
Really? What about that?
Fantastic. East Anglian crossover.
It's odd, isn't it? It's African countries and East Anglian clubs. It's an odd format.
Odd tournament, isn't it?
Let's cross to Moe's Tavern now, where we believe Bart Simpson's on the phone.
I'll save the best till last. Scott Chegg in Leeds. You didn't think I would read this out, but I will.
There we are. Scott Chegg.
I've only just got that. I've heard that clip about 15 times.
And you've only just got it. My old mate Scott. Scott Chegg.
Because I kept saying to you, why is Scott Chegg a woman?
Yeah, we've not played the whole of the clip, Andy. That won't make any sense.
That makes no sense.
You've dwelt on that for far too long. So, what's next?
It's Darren Benn chatting to boxer Natasha Jonas.
For him to say that, it's a big thing, you know, considering the success he's had and what he's done.
Another proud moment for you as well is that mural, it looks like it's been unveiled in Liverpool today.
Yeah, yes, a Muriel. Lovely mural. Lovely. She's a lovely girl.
She is.
There's only two people who've ever called it a mural, that is Darren and Hilda Ogden.
Hilda Ogden.
Legend of Coronation Street, because they had one in their wall, didn't they, the Ogdens. Here's Shabana Hearn taking a call on Early Breakfast.
Up and away again first thing in the morning. Clint, you must be feeling a little bit down in the dumps today about Palace last night.
Yeah, I mean, I can see both sides of the fence.
He's probably in the garden on his mobile, wasn't he? Definitely see both sides of the
crazy
fence.
He's at one side. Yeah. Head over. Meanwhile, Alan Brazil had some interesting news.
Some of the headlines you're waking up to this morning. Teenage sensation Luke Littler made a winning return to the hockey.
Is he good at hockey as well?
I think he played with Sam Quick in a celebrity match.
He's very good. He can the darts, the hockey. And finally, Andy, why don't you give us the final?
Okay, and finally, it's Sam Matterface commentating on Bristol City versus West Ham.
Drury, the right wing back, who's got into some promising positions. And the left wing back is Pring, who's big and strong and loves to challenge for the ball.
And funnily enough, that did remind TalkSport listener Alex Ioannidis of something.
Big and strong, loves to challenge for the ball.
Sam and Sunita together at last. So there we are, there's your clips of the week, the Tool Station. We should thank Richie in Mallorca.
We should.
Steve Pye, Rob Munro, Wolf J Flywheel. Loves to are we still going? Ball. Ian Young, Wolf J Flywheel, I've just seen that. Ian Young, Joe, John in Crawley, Leona from Lewis, oh for goodness sake.
Rubbish.
Marco Baston.
No van.
Andrew.
Sorry, he's not allowed on TalkSport without a van.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm afraid you'll find your band Sin Die. Andrew Chambers, Mikey, Gareth G, Mancad, Nick Hope, Martin Renz, Stephen Hill, Curtis in Mayfield, oh, for goodness sake, Michael in Bolton, Glenn Crockford, Andrew West, and Phil Barwise. You use your real names, you'll get a proper credit.
That's fine, they enjoy it anyway.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.